It is battle stations. The submarine has sighted the enemy and the deck cannons have been fired. But cannons on a submarine? That sounds wrong. Yes, during the First and Second World Wars, cannons were the most effective weapons on submarines. Torpedoes were expensive and didn't always hit their target, yet. And submarines still functioned better on the surface. That is not the case today. The Swedish submarines have torpedoes that are connected to the submarine by a thin wire. This allows the torpedo to be guided to its target. The range of the torpedoes is secret, but when they are fired off, they sound something like this. The submarines of the superpowers have even more advanced weapons. Just listen to this. The American Ohio class of submarines are equipped with 24 missiles that have 12 nuclear warheads, and they can hit targets 12,000 kilometers away. You just heard the submarine's worst enemy. The depth charge. For when those go off, they really explode with a bang and the submarine can turn into a death trap. Depth charges are dropped by ships or from helicopters or aircraft, and they are programmed to explode at a certain depth. The aim is to blow holes in the hull of the submarine, and being hit is a violent and terrifying experience.
It's a terrible bang that makes you deaf and knocks the breath out of you. It feels like the submarine is falling and you are tumbling after. The hull creaks, the valves shriek, and water sprays. Toxic fumes leak from the batteries. And then comes the wait.